Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. You won't believe what's happening at the Bunker Performance Lounge and Cafe. So many incredible events happening. I tell you, it's incredible. John Crawford is here with the Bunker. John, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, Jamie.
John, you had a whirlwind long weekend at the Bunker with so many great, unique events happening at the Bunker, again, located in downtown Stratford. Let's talk about the pop-up vinyl night that was, gosh, last Thursday, I believe.
Yeah, that was an amazing night. We were honored to have Mr. D in and spinning some tunes there. We reached out and just decided to offer up the space for another place for the revival night. And it worked out really, really well. The vibes were good. The music were good. He was an excellent host. We really enjoyed the night.
Yeah, and I dropped in for a little bit. You know, of course, I got to get up super early in the morning. But it was interesting chatting with so many people there. They were just, you know, maybe some of them, it was their first time at the Bunker. They're saying, what a great place, great sound. I can have a conversation and still enjoy the music, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's exactly what we're going for in there. Just a good old date night spot, which is kind of how the whole thing started. But we kind of pride ourselves on the quality of the sound in the room. And anything we can get on stage that lends itself well to a listening room is absolutely welcome.
Yeah, very cool. And if that wasn't enough, another very unique event happened over the weekend. What happened?
Well, we had the honor of hosting, a YouTube podcast kind of situation from a group called Realmsmith, and they came in and shot their final two sort of season finale episodes right on stage at the Bunker in front of a live studio audience.
Oh, my God. Yeah. gotta love that. So much going on with the Bunker Performance Lounge and Cafe, and this whole Dungeons & Dragons thing is fascinating.
Yeah, it's picked up a lot of steam in the last few years. I didn't even realize that you could tune in on YouTube and watch games being played. But, man, what a cool idea.
And they wanted your spot. Like, that was where they wanted to be.
Yeah, they one of the gentlemen there had popped in for a Yuck Yucks night and another night, and just they kind of spied the space and thought, man, this would be like just the perfect spot to do something like that. So they reached out, and of course we were excited to oblige.
Yeah, it's becoming world renowned now, the Bunker Performance Lounge and Cafe. And speaking of which, comedians, folks may not know that you can see great Yuck Yucks comics.
Yeah, we've been doing comedy for about a year and a half now, every single month at the Bunker. The last Saturday of every month, and just this spring, we decided to transition over to Yuck Yucks completely. So, the last Saturday of every single month, you can catch a Yuck Yucks show live at the Bunker, 7 and 9 o'clock, so two shows to choose from. They're always bringing in just top-notch comedians, really great shows, and we're excited to be part of downtown Stratford's entertainment hub.
Yeah, absolutely, and what a great intimate spot to enjoy stand-up comics. Like, that, it's perfect.
Yeah, a lot of people will comment on how it really gives like a jazz lounge kind of vibe, and they're sitting at the cocktail table and listening to stand-up comedians. I'm a fan of the show The Marvelous Miss Maisel myself, so I take a lot of cues there.
That's awesome. Again, we're chatting with John Crawford. And speaking of unique events, another one folks may not know is Poetry Nights at the Bunker. And chatting with some folks at the pop-up vinyl night, was like, there's Poetry Nights? Like, really? What's this all about?
Yeah, again, a group sought us out and discovered that there was a room available for folks that wanted to just listen to what's going on stage. So it was a natural fit, being that we've done book launches and that kind of thing. Poetry really seemed to be, really hit its mark in our room where, you can get up there and it's really magic when you can, whether it's musical or spoken word, somebody's in the middle of their performance and you can just hear a pin drop in that room, right? And it's such a unique space to have something like that happen. Poetry just, it was such a natural fit.
That's awesome. So it's Poetry Stratford live at the Bunker, a kind of open mic / door prizes, all poets welcome. And this month, hosting David Stones, who's Stratford's Poet Laureate, who will be on hand for that one. So that's coming up for Thursday, May 29th at the Bunker. We'll share all the details on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com. And you've been talking, like, these poetry nights are well attended.
Yeah. They kind of have their own following. There's several groups that get together and they decided the Bunker would be a great spot. So we're going to do poetry every single month. Slated to be about the last Thursday of every month. Check the calendar, of course. But yeah, it's sort of a conglomeration of some different poetry groups, yeah. And they're going to take turns hosting, and it'll be a good time.
So many great ideas and great get-togethers happening at the Bunker, and we're just getting into summertime here, John. We've got more events coming up, and of course, more great live music coming up, too.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're also proud to be participating in a new program in Stratford here called Stratford After Dark.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Yeah, so Destination Stratford is looking for more ways to sort of rejuvenate downtown and get things going, and looking for businesses that are doing things after dark, which of course we're an after dinner venue. So what we're going to do this year is for the next 4 months, I believe we're looking at the first Thursday of every month for over summer, is have a special live music sort of pop-up event. Yeah, featuring local artists, different ideas. So the first one's going to come up in June, the first Thursday in June. I believe that's the 5th, if I'm not mistaken. And we're going to do jazz and cocktail night.
Nice.
Yeah, just a nice jazz night and show off some of the delicious cocktails we have in our lounge. And yeah.
That's what it's all about right there. So another great new idea. So Stratford After Dark, I love this idea. And again, for folks that I'm thinking with Stratford, we kind of roll up the sidewalks and then there's nothing open. The Bunker, you're open almost every night of the week.
Almost every
pretty
night.
Close.
Yeah, yeah. Tuesday to Saturday right now. And we've been known to open seasonally for Sundays with the right opportunities. So it's...
Lots happening.
Yeah.
And lots of great ideas and lots of great performances. And before we let you go, John, you've been inspired because I know you've traveled around and kind of checked out different lounges, different live venue locations. So you've drawn a lot of inspiration to create the Bunker. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, for sure. Growing up in live music with live music, now that we're involved in a live music lounge, we really felt it was important to continue just plugging into stuff like that. It's really easy to get buried in work and do your own thing, but really you just have to take a week off and figure out what else is out there. So yeah, we did. We took a trip down to Nashville in February and got to see the legendary Bluebird Cafe.
Right.
Yeah, which is like the granddaddy of listening rooms. If you ever make it down to the States or Nashville, then you just have to stop in there.
Okay.
And catch a show. Like they're doing it. That is who you look to for inspiration when you do something like this.
Well, you're doing it right too with the Bunker, because word is getting out in terms of just becoming world renowned as such a unique, intimate entertainment spot, that sort of thing.
That's the highest compliments we could have.
There you go. So again, if the folks want more details, a website or of course the socials and all that stuff. What's the website?
Website is www.bunkerstratford.com.
All right. Anything else on the go or just come on, check it out. Lots happening.
That is a loaded question. Check out the calendar for upcoming events, and that's the best we can do.
You bet. And we'll share the details on mystratfordnow.com. John Crawford with the Bunker. In the meantime, again, a reminder on the Poetry Stratford Poetry Night that's featuring Stratford's Poet Laureate, David Stones, and that's happening for Thursday, May 29th at the Bunker. John, continued success.
Thank you very much, Jamie.